Unit 40, Forced to Try Anything. The instinct for self-preservation is a strong one and can inspire some unusual behavior. During the 14th century, the infamous plague called the Black Death raged through Europe. Fear of contamination motivated people to try many strange things in order to save themselves. In Lübeck, Germany, the panicked citizens believed that the plague was a manifestation of the wrath of God. They tried to appease this anger by bringing money and riches to the church. At one church, the monks, fearing contamination themselves, would not let the people enter, so the crowd threw their gold and jewels over the walls only to have them tossed back by the cautious priests. The valuables were finally allowed to pile up, but they remained untouched for months. During this epidemic, people tried every imaginable preventative remedy. Many people believed that sitting between two great fires might be a preventative. There was an attempt to wipe out the swallow population because it was widely believed that swallows transmitted the disease. Allowing birds to fly about the sick room was also tried, on the theory that the birds would absorb the airborne poisons. All varieties of unpleasant substances were used in the belief that they would help to prevent or cure the plague. These attempts ranged from smoking tobacco to placing dried toads or the insides of pigeons or newborn puppies over the boils caused by the disease. Interestingly, smoking may actually have had some positive effect. Smoke drove away the plague-bearing flies.